After being the only option for Black students for decades, some historically Black colleges and universities are struggling. Falling enrollment numbers and dwindling resources are challenging schools that want to educate a diverse student body. In WFSU's series on HBCUs, here's a look at the status of Edward Waters College, the state's oldest historically Black school. The story of Edward Waters College is the story of HBCUs across the country. It was founded in 1866 to educate former slaves, some learning to read for the very first time, others working toward advanced degrees. Today, Edward Waters is known for its athletics and the Triple Threat Marching Band. It's also known for its affiliation with the African Methodist Episcopal Church and for the school's renowned concert choir. Over the years, it's seen struggles, lagging enrollment numbers, and allegations of a botched accreditation process. But much of Edward Waters' mission remains the same: educate those who don't have many other choices. College president Nathaniel Glover is a 1966 graduate of the school, and he ultimately became Florida's first Black sheriff since Reconstruction. The enforcer-turned-educator sees his job as saving lives.
It was almost like vindication, being able to come back as the president of a college after having made a career of arresting young people. It is the epitome of redemption, I think.
Glover saw his share of struggles, too. He nearly dropped out of high school. And when he did make it to college, he had to work side jobs, including cleaning the bathroom outside of the president's office, now his office. He wants to be a straight-talking and realistic role model for today's students, many of whom are the first in their families to go to college.
We're better being here than not being here, because some of these students would never see the light of day if they didn't have Edward Waters College. And you know what? I am one of those students.
And each year, each freshman makes a pledge in front of the student body, faculty, and staff.
I hereby engage to serve. Roll out, roll out. I hereby engage to serve.
And then one by one, they shake hands with the president.
Amaria Brown.
And one by one, he asks them if they'll make it to graduation day.
And I just love this time of year, because I get an opportunity to see you and look you in the eye. And those of you who drop your eyes when you got to me, I made you look me in the eye. In promise.
But not all will graduate. In fact, the vast majority won't. In 2015, 20% of students graduated in 6 years. And that's an improvement since 2009, when 12% graduated. And it's not because they can't keep up. 40% of students are on the honor roll. In part, it's because Edward Waters' mission is to open their doors to students who wouldn't be able to go to college otherwise. Brian Bridges is with the United Negro College Fund.
HBCUs have a commitment to helping students from certain backgrounds, particularly low-income, first-generation students. So as a result of that, they disproportionately enroll those students. Over 70% of HBCU students are Pell eligible, which means they come from the lowest income quartile of college students.
89% of Edward Waters students are on Pell Grants. And the school doesn't require minimum SAT or ACT scores. It's no mystery why wealthier students do better.
A lot of times they'll already gain credits, they'll be acclimated to the environment, they'll have a support system.
Mary Beth Gassman of Penn State researches minority institutions across the country.
You know, those are all the things that kids from middle-class families and affluent families already have going in. And so to give those to low-income kids is really important.
While graduation rates are valuable, Brian Bridges says if you're only looking at the number, you're missing the point.
Well, we've said that at UNCF for years that graduation rates by themselves don't tell the full story.
Bridges points to a 2015 Gallup poll that shows HBCU students are doing better on a number of levels when compared to non-HBCU students.
HBCU students compared to non-HBCU alums, reported being more satisfied in their careers, more engaged in their communities, and reported having a more fulfilling experience as undergraduates.
And Bridges says those effects play out across the Black community. That being said, Mary Beth Gassman says the school has a duty to stand by its mission while also graduating more students.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. You know, if we need more schools that are willing to be open access and to be open to enrolling low-income students, I mean, this is really, really important.
Glover says the school is making progress, and he insists that any amount of college education will help.
If we can get them any level of college education, then that's going to minimize the chances of them ending up on the unemployment roll. It's going to minimize the chances of them ending up in some social program. And it's going to, in the long run, almost eliminate the opportunity, the chance of them going to our criminal justice system.
You can pay now or pay later, Glover says. He's choosing now. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.